Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Today's reading is taken from the Gospel of 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath in us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 10 Test. Test 4-6. 4. I have a sense of sins forgiven. I didn't understand it, but I am aware of it. I know that I have sinned. My sin is ever before me. That's found in Psalm chapter 51 verse 3, as David says. I remember my sins, and yet the moment I pray, I know my sins are forgiven. I cannot understand it. I do not know how God does it, but I know He does it and that my sins are forgiven. A sense of sins forgiven leads me to the fifth test, a sense of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. No one can believe that God sent His only begotten Son into the world to die on the cross without feeling a sense of praise and thanksgiving. Think of Saul of Tarsus there on the road to Damascus. The moment he saw and understood something of what had happened to him, he said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" That's found in Acts chapter 9 verse 6. That is, what can I do to repay you? How can I show my gratitude? Do you feel a sense of gratitude? Do you want to praise God? A sense of gratitude and a desire to praise is further proof of the knowledge of God. Then sixth, there is an increasing hatred of sin. I sometimes think that there is no better proof of a knowledge of God and knowledge of the love of God than that. You know, if you hate sin, you are like God, for God hates it and abominates it. We are told that we cannot look upon iniquity. That's in Habakkuk 1:13. Therefore, whatever your feelings may or may not be, if you have an increasing hatred of sin, it is because the love of God is in you. God is in you. No man hates sin apart from God. A thought to ponder. No man hates sin apart from God.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page Ictus Dumaguete-IDMC.